Riding in the car with seasonal delight. Maggie sitting there with her apple shining bright. Rachel may be there with Michael and Riley. And if we're lucky, we may have a co-host in Heidi. Hey, Chris Cochran in his car podcasting all the way. Got to get my daily fix of what he has to say. Hey, Chris Cochran in his car podcasting all the way. Driving through the streets of C-Town in the USA.
Another episode of the CarCast. I, your host Chris Cochran, drive through the streets of Seattle and record the things that you need to know, the things you should know, the things that will make you a more intelligent person in this little game we call life. That's right. I think you'll be a much more intelligent person by the time we get done here today. Great to have you along today. It's a pouring down rain Friday here in the most wonderful city in God's green earth. That would be Seattle. It's pouring down rain, which sucks for me because, as we've talked about before on the show, my wipers don't work very well, so I have to manually turn them on and off, which, by the way, is multitasking at its finest, as I'm manually turning the wipers on and off, thinking about the things to say, recording it all, and driving all at the same time. I am a human accident waiting to happen. Lots of stuff to talk about today, some very cool stuff, including a cool conversation I had today. By the way, speaking of my windshield, I just noticed that it was, I don't know if I told this on the show or not, but a couple of weeks ago, last week or maybe the week before, we got this big cold, you know, front that moved in, and everything got frosty, and you had to, last year I scraped my windows one time for the whole year. This year I've already scraped them like four times, and it's not even, you know, Christmas yet. And so I was went to scrape my windows, and I grabbed this gigantic... I picked it up at a garage sale. It's like about a 3 foot long... Maybe not 3 feet long. Maybe like 2.5 foot long, 18 inches long. It's a spatula for the griddle. It's from the United States Navy. And it's a nice, you know, straight... It's perfect for, like, you know, the griddle. Or barbecuing is what I got it for. And so I thought, this is perfect because it's got a big long handle on it, and I can, you know, scrape my windows with this. It'll be perfect. So I ran into Crosser a few times and scratched up my windshield, which is pretty darn sweet. Hey, that's life. So we're going to talk about some cool things on the show today. In fact, I'm going to try to work through all these, but I can't promise. Want to talk about, let's see. Oh, you know, this will sound super metrosexual, but we're going to talk about some hair product things today. I want to talk to you about that. We're going to talk about The Office, the UK version of The Office. We're going to talk about Christmas presents today. Let's see what else. Craigslisting. Oh, I got to tell you about my Craigslisting. And I wanted to start today by talking about, I had an interesting experience today. Now, yesterday, if you listened, I talked about Skype. If you listened to episode number 79, then you heard me talk about my Skype address. I'm never going to give it again. You'll have to listen to this episode 79 to hear it. And I gave it out. And from that, I got a few people who have signed up via Skype to talk to me. And one of them was Michael DeRusse. And holy cow, that looks like Jesus in a running suit. There's a guy jogging around the lake and pouring down rain. He looks just like Jesus, only he's wearing like really short shorts. Anyway, and so Michael DeRusse signed up, and Barrington Locke, our good friend from Barrie, Ontario, Canada, and let's see, who else signed up in the last couple days? I don't know. And so today I was adding those names in because they had emailed me and said, here's my, you know, here's my screen name. So Barrie was in. So as I'm adding Barrie to my list of contacts, it rings. And Barry's there, and he's talking to me, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Barrie? And we're talking, and little did I know, at that moment, he's actually recording a podcast. So we'll see how that turns out, but I've I have doubts about the audio quality of it because I think you might have gotten too much feedback. But we'll see what happens. Maybe, who knows, maybe it'll turn out really cool. So that was kind of funny. So anyway, episode 79, where you're going to find my Skype name. And you know, regular CarCast listeners, you can have access to me. By the way, Barry was using his internal mic. Just want to tell you, Barry, it sounded pretty good. I was really impressed with the sound of it. I would have never known on episode 9 that you were just using the internal mic. I thought it sounded good. So, Craigslist. This is a funny deal. So, most of you guys know I've been in this time where I'm working for 3 or 4 different jobs at the same time. And I'm working for a company. We're starting an online magazine about rubber stamps, rubber art stamps. Now, most of you guys know, or you should know by now, I could care less about rubber stamps. But I'm really excited about the opportunity to run a business, an internet business, no doubt, which is something that two things that I really love is business and the internet. So I thought this would be kind of a cool opportunity to do that. And someone else wants to bankroll the whole thing and hook me up with a team. And so I'm like, yes. And so I started doing that. Well, one of the things we need for this project is a programmer, someone who can program websites. Now, I'm not talking about, I can design websites. That's not what I'm talking about. I need someone who can write code for websites, like someone who knows PHP, someone who's good with Flash, someone who's good with, like, MySQL servers, someone who's good with, like, maybe even Ruby on Rails. You know, we'll do some stuff in Ajax, or I don't even know. Sorry, Colleen, for the technical side of this. What's up, Colleen? What's up, Katie? Anyway, so I'm thinking that this would be cool to find somebody. So I'll just post a list on Craigslist. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, maybe within the next month I'll get one or two people responding to me. Within the first hour, I had 10 responses. And so far I've got about 20 different responses. Now, the ones that scare me the most are the ones who are like, my name is Lenny and I'm from Eastern Europe. And we can do it for like $18 an hour, which is like way cheap. And I'm like, what? So I don't know if I want to send any money to Eastern Europe, but we'll see what happens. There's a couple of people I've checked out that I kind of like their stuff. So, you know, we'll see what happens. One of them was a college-age kid who was just getting out of DeVry. So, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. By the way, all of the things we're talking about today written down in the brand new... Let's see if you can hear this. Brand new Moleskine, the nice one. It's the one with the, like, real rubber band that holds it shut, and it's so freaking sweet. And it smells good. Love the smell of Moleskine in the morning. So anyway, if you know any programmers, if you got any friends who are programmers who you just want to hook up, this is a paying gig. It's probably an ongoing paying gig, so it's not like something where I'm going to ask somebody to do me something for free. This is a full-on business venture with capital, startup capital, the whole bit. So I'm looking for a programmer who's just a rock star who wants to work on something kind of interesting and work for a team. It could be pretty darn fun. So if you know anybody like that, send them my way. thecarcast@gmail.com would be a great place to send them to at least get us started. Now, one thing I've noticed in my life lately is I got a lot of friends getting video iPods lately. And the funny thing is like I was the first one because I'm a complete nerd, okay? I'm a geek through and through. So when I got my video iPod the day before they officially came out because, of course, you got to get them when they come out if you're a freaking geek like I am. So anyway, got this bad boy. And somehow now by default, I've become technical support for the video iPod. And there's now 5 different people that I know who've gotten them just within the last, you know, month or so. And I become the default technical support for that. Now, I love... this is a funny thing. Maybe I don't know. In fact, I'd like to hear about if all men are like this. I'd love to hear from you. If all men are like this, or if it's just me. But I love to share my knowledge with people. I love it because I don't know if it's an ego thing. I'm sure it is. It's just that I love to share my knowledge with people. I hate for people to depend on my knowledge, if that makes sense. Like when I first started working at the church I used to work at, my goal was to become their computer guy because they had a computer guy and he sucked and I got sick of waiting around for him to do simple things that I knew how to do. And so my thought was at first, if I can work into this position, I could become the church's, like, you know, computer guy. Worked out sweet until I became the church's computer guy. And then when people started, like, calling me at all hours going, my computer won't print, then I got really freaked out. I got angry about it. So, I don't know. I just wonder, like, if is it just me? Like, it seems to me like most of this stuff, technology-wise, there's either enough resources on the internet or you should be smart enough to figure it out yourself. But I know that's a geeky computer, like, arrogant computer way to think, and I shouldn't be thinking like that. But, you know, whatever. So tomorrow, Christmas plans, the big Christmas plans for the weekend, going to be pretty darn cool. I'm pretty excited. Tomorrow, the Seattle Seahawks play the Indianapolis Colts in what was to be the biggest game of the year and now has been relegated to be a nothing game for one of the teams. That's right. The Colts have now wrapped up home field advantage, and they don't really need this game for anything. The Seahawks, however, need to win one more game this year out of the last two games in order to secure home field advantage for the entire playoffs. Now, here's the thing is, like, last week before the Colts lost, this could have been their undefeated season, and so it was a big deal, and the Seahawks were going to knock them out. We're excited, and now it's not as big a deal. But to the Seahawks players and fans, it still feels like a big deal. Now, the news came out yesterday that Tony Dungy's son died, and now it turns out that it was suicide. He's the Colts coach. Colts coach? Say that 10 times fast. That's why I'm a radio professional and a podcasting professional. And an arrogant jerk. Anyway, so now there's like, are we going to play for that? But the Colts want to rest some players. So anyway, it'll be cool, although it's going to be raining. I went out and bought a brand new Seahawks beanie yesterday. So the plan is I'm heading over there tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock. And my wife is going to be driving over to Bremerton, which is about an hour and 10 minutes away, while I go to the Seahawks game. And then I'm going to jump on a ferry and then ride across to... Across the Puget Sound to Bremerton, and she'll pick me up at the ferry docks after the game. Now, here's the deal. I'm such a nerd that I'm actually TiVoing the game so that I can go back later when I get home on Monday and fast-forward through it and see if I can find myself on TV. The funny part is, it's the TiVo that comes with, like, the, you know, Comcast. I can't even do anything with it if I do get it because I can't get it off of there. Because that's the way they make them. So, anyway, speaking of Christmas, so then Christmas Eve we'll spend with Heidi's parents, and Christmas Sunday we'll be there with them as well. They're having church. I don't know why. We canceled our church because I think people should be with their families on Christmas Sunday. Maybe next year we'll do something slightly different, but we've canceled it for the next 2 weeks, including this and New Year's Day, because those are family times, and, you know, I don't know. I just think people should spend time with family on those days. So I'm going to make them. Anyway, and then Sunday, well, you know, I don't even know how we're going to work presents and stuff because in our family, you get up early, you eat a big breakfast, then you go and you, you know, open some presents, then you make a big lunch. But now we got this whole church thing crappy right in the middle of it and it sucks. So yeah, I'm going to be pissed if I have to wait until after church to open presents. That's all I got to say. So I'm hoping to do one more podcast for that. A little Christmas, you know, maybe Christmas Eve. Do a little something that I can share with you guys. Problem is, my in-laws, they got dial-up. So if I record something on Christmas weekend, it'll be not posted till Monday night because my in-laws are cheap. But I love them, and they're very cool people. And speaking of which, we drew names this year. I think I talked about this already. And my brother-in-law, he got me. And he's the kind of guy who normally just buys gift cards because he's just... Well, half of it's laziness, half of it is he has this performance anxiety where he doesn't want to, like, let someone down, I think. So he gets him a gift card because he can get those at Safeway on Christmas Eve. And so he drew my name this year, so I was full on expecting a gift card. So the whole time I've been thinking to myself, what would I like in a gift card form? And I couldn't think of anything, couldn't think of it. So finally I emailed him, and he emailed me back and said he'd already bought me a gift and that I was going to really dig them. So I don't know what that means, because he's the kind of guy where if he, like, actually purchased something, then it must be pretty darn cool. Now, my wife is just getting into the car, and she has Christmas presents with her. Who are those? Are those from Ross and Linda? There's one for us. And then there's one for each of the kids, it looks like. And the one for us looks like a picture of some sort. And the ones... Or no?
I don't know.
And the ones for the kids look like little books of some sort.
We need to go to the bathroom.
We do. Can you move those presents and put this on your lap?
Sure.
And then...
Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas.
That's my wife, Heidi. Maybe it's not a picture. It's not thick enough to be a picture.
I don't know.
It's a surprise. So our good friends Dave and Wendy Needham stopped by today. They have a little Christmas present for us. And I already opened it because they wanted me to open it in front of them, so I did. And you're going to love what they got us.
Did they open theirs?
Do you want to know what they got us? You want to wait and see it at home?
I want to wait and see it at home.
Okay. Plug your ears. It's a pickle to put on the tree. So anyway, they...
A pickle for a tree?
Yeah.
Yay!
If you're German, you know exactly what we're talking about. Dave is German. We're going to Washington Mutual?
Yes.
Okay. And Dave is German, and he was telling us about this tradition in his family, about the pickle on the tree. My wife got into it. She's been bugging me for 3 weeks. We got to get a pickle for the tree. And I'm like, I don't care about a pickle for the tree. That ain't my people's. And so she's pretty excited because now we got the pickle for the tree from Dave and Wendy Needham. Isn't that sweet of them? So we're on our way to the bank to cash some checks, including the Christmas checks my mom gave us for, she gave me, you know, my Heidi and I each a little checkaroo for Christmas, so that's pretty darn sweet. And, what's that?
I better check and see if there's any in there.
Oh, yeah, it might be a little checky-checky in the Christmas present, you know? Little bonus, a little, little hookup, little, probably not, though. But there's a gift certificate inside.
Free photo shoot.
A free back rub. From,
cute.
Oh, it's a free photo shoot. So anyway, that's pretty much the plans for the Christmas week, and I'm pretty excited about the Christmas gift now because it could be something pretty darn cool. You just never know. If he was that excited about it and he thought of it on his own, I'm pretty jacked because he and I are pretty good friends. We're pretty tight, so you just never know what he got me. Got a call today from my other brother-in-law, Ryan, who listens to the show off and on. So, Ryan, if you listen, what's up? And he was calling because he lives in Southern California, and he had mailed up presents for us for the kids and just wanted to know if we'd gotten them yet. So, the other thing. So, I drew in the name draw my brother-in-law, Jay, who came to visit. They're here already. And they live in Spokane and San Jose interchangeably, like half the time in each. And all Jay wanted for Christmas was either a pair of Carhartts, because he's an electrician and he works outside a lot, or he wanted a mobile, like a tool tray. And so I looked everywhere for this mobile tool tray. Couldn't find it. And then finally, Colby hooked me up. And he told him what I was looking for, and he found it for me at Shucks. And I got him this fatty old mobile tool tray that has like a little box on the bottom of it and rolling wheels and a big tray on top. It's really cool. And it was within the limits of our... It was within the limits of our gift exchange. So that was pretty sweet. And finally, I got to tell you my new favorite podcast, The Ricky Gervais Show. He was the boss on the UK version of The Office, which if you haven't watched, check it out. It's hilarious in a very British way. But The Ricky Gervais Show is the brand new podcast from him and these couple other guys. And I got to tell you, it's not, I mean, you know, they'll cuss once in a while. But other than that, it's a very, very pretty good show. It's not raunchy or anything. But funniest podcast ever to be put into ones and zeros. Ever. At least that's my opinion. So that's it for this episode, the next to last episode of the CarCast before the big Christmas holiday season, thecarcast.com, where you can check us out for the show notes. And, of course, you can get to us at thecarcast@gmail.com or 206-203-2368, the number to call. Merry Christmas. I'm Chris and Heidi. And everyone here at the CarCast.
Well, the sun never shines. The CarCast. The CarCast. The CarCast. Chris Cochran. Podcasting while driving through the mean streets of Seattle. Don't you be driving like no fool, or he'll be calling you out. Have your CarCast waiting. We love your car-cast, we do. We love your car-cast, we do. Of car-cast, we love you.